This is Roberto Luciardinaga for UPLA News, reporting live from Schoenfanning Federal Penitentiary, the correctional facility housing hundreds of victims of the RIAA's ongoing case against users of MP3 file sharing services. I'm speaking now with Ms. Josephine Goodman, a convicted user of the MP3 file shares. Ms. Goodman, would you call yourself an expert user of the internet?
I'm just a simple girl in a high-tech digital world.
What was sharing MP3s like for you? What did you do with the MP3s you downloaded?
What's the word? Burn!
But it's not as quality a product as an original CD. The RIAA eventually tracked you down.
I keep asking myself, wondering how.
What reaction have MP3 distributors gotten from the RIAA?
They call up team, please, trans and please.
Of course, you are stealing their intellectual property. How do you feel about the penalties you incurred?
It's not fair!
Ms. Goodman, thank you. Here we have one of the largest MP3 distributors in history, Mr. Murdoch Buchanan. Sir, how many files would you say you were sharing illegally? 500?
More.
1,000?
There must be about 1,000,000.
Was it difficult for you to build such a substantial collection of illegal music files? Why do you feel it's okay to steal music?
The best things in life are free.
So, you encourage others to take part in illegal file sharing?
Not everybody does it, but everybody should.
But don't you feel the artists deserve to get compensated for their work?
You may be right.
Then why not purchase the albums?
Well, I ain't got no money.
Well, the RIAA eventually found you.
There are some things you can't hide.
And what happened next? Yet MP3 file shares are still running today. What do you think the future holds for file sharing? Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know.
Some representatives from the RIAA have just arrived. Mr. Buchanan, do you have anything you'd like to say to them?
Will you let me go?
No, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
From Schoenfanning Federal Prison, this is Roberto Luciardinaga, UPLA News.